Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior year shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. Today's program is about the Blue Zones. Part 1, How the World's Oldest People Make Their Money Last, by Richard Eisenberg, Money and Work Editor for Next Avenue. And this was published April 2, 2019. In 2008, National Geographic writer Dan Buettner published his best-selling book, The Blue Zones, 9 Lessons for Living Longer from the People Who've Lived the Longest. It was about the 5 longevity pockets around the world: the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, Ikaria, Greece, Sardinia, Italy, Okinawa, Japan, and Loma Linda, California. For this weekly series, Next Avenue, Money and Work Purpose, and editor Richard Eisenberg, a Gerontological Society of America journalist, is aging fellow and takes a different kind of look at those blue zones. Rather than focusing on their diets, he reports on how the people in the blue zones make their money last their long lives and what Americans and America can learn from this. This installment of the series, part 1, is about the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica. Most Americans think of Costa Rica as a small, lush, peaceful vacation spot in Central America between Nicaragua and Panama. What they generally don't know, however, is that part of Costa Rica's tourists rarely visit the rural Nicoya Peninsula, town of Nicoya, Santa Cruz, and environs, contains the largest cluster of the world's oldest people. In this so-called blue zone, more than 43 people are 100 or older, centenarians, and many others are in their late 90s. In January 2019, I visited there and interviewed 7 of them, ranging from 96 to 104, who were generally more spry, animated, and cheerful, but less well-off than I expected. I also spoke with experts on the oldest residents of Nicoya Peninsula, aiming to learn how these people have made their money last so long and what lessons they could share. The results could be especially useful for Americans and America. For one thing, 70% of Americans are worried about running out of money, according to the 2018 Wells Fargo Retirement Study. For another, the American population is not only growing older, it leads the world with the largest number of centenarians, 72,000 today and expected to grow to 378,000 by 2050, according to the United Nations. Dan Buettner's landmark Blue Zones book masterfully described the health habits and genetics of the oldest Blue Zone inhabitants. But what I discovered is that the Nicoya Blue Zoners generally don't worry about money or running out of it. To have money or not to have money is the same thing, said Pablo Castillo Corrillo, 96. Jose Bonifacio Villegas Fonseca, 101, said reflectively, "Sometimes I have enough and sometimes I don't. Does he ever run out of money?" I asked. "All the time," he laughed. To make their money last, though, they rely on the generosity of their family members, often having 8 or more children from multiple spouses or partners, the government's free public health care system, small government-funded pensions, what Costa Rica call the plan de vida, a strong sense of purpose, and a conviction, call it an article of faith, that God will provide. "If you're a good person, God treats you well," said Dominga Alvarez Rosales. My Blue Zone's Sherpa for this expedition, Jorge Vindas, founder of the Asociación Peninsular de Nicoya Zona Azul, a nonprofit dedicated to supporting Nicoya Peninsula residents over 90, especially the poor ones. While I visited, Vinda held a beautiful Santa Cruz photo exhibit of 53 Nicoya centenarians. Vindas knows the oldest Nicoyans intimately, having become their adored friend and advisor. He helps ensure that they have essentials for living. All profits from the Blue Zone store go to Vindas' nonprofit. Vindas confided that receiving gratitude from individuals gives me my greatest satisfaction, but I am aware that what I am doing is just a drop in the bucket. Most of the oldest Blue Zone residents of Costa Rica, Vindas said, didn't plan to live to 100 or beyond, but they're glad with whatever they have. I'm happy as a clam, said Trinidad Espinosa Medina, 102, often thanking God for their long lives. Though typically taciturn, what they do say is sage. Vindas told me that when he initially interviewed Blue Zone elder Panchita Castillo for Bootner, I had the feeling something of great spiritual importance was happening. She died at 110 years old 2 years ago. I felt something similar when I met her nonagenarian son, Pablo Castillo Carrillo, as well as the other humble Blue Zone residents I interviewed in their modest homes off the dirt roads of Nicoya and Santa Cruz. Here's my take on how the oldest residents of the Nicoya Peninsula make their money last their long lives. Costa Rica has a fine, mostly free public health care and long-term care system called Caja, which keeps health expenses down for the oldest residents. There are very few out-of-pocket health care costs, said William Dow, the University of California, Berkeley professor who runs the Costa Rica Longevity and Healthy Aging Study, or CRELES. The risk of being stung with catastrophic health care costs is low, unlike in the United States, he added. In the Nicoya Peninsula, Butner told me, it's not about getting sick people less sick. It's about keeping people well in the first place through preventive care. Free health care is very, very important to the centenarians, said Dr. Jose Retana Arias, the health care director of Santa Cruz Retana, because most centenarians here are from poor families. The National Council brings food and personal care goods to these people. Think of it as a traveling government-run long-term care system. Nursing homes and assisted living facilities are rare in Costa Rica, since family members typically provide any long-term care needed. Facilities such as the one where Blue Zoner I met, Anna Ranieri Fonesca Gutierrez, 104, has lived for a year, are usually state-run and paid for by a combination of the government and a portion of residents' government pensions. At Gutierrez's nursing home, I was surprised to see that management raises farm animals for the enjoyment of residents and to bring in revenue. Gutierrez, who previously made and sold baked goods, was married for 68 years. Her husband, a woodcutter, carpenter, and farmer, died 3 years ago. Today, she said, I get good care and have friends and live here, and they come to visit me. Frugal spending. The oldest men and women of the Nicoya Peninsula live simply on their small incomes and always have. What would I do with a mountain of money? Asked Fonesca rhetorically. They spend little and rarely travel. Occasionally they splurge, but even that is relative. Gutierrez told me she's saving up money from her government pension to buy a little television for her nursing home room. Often they live in the same homes they have for their entire adult lives, perhaps inherited from their parents. Sometimes they rent out a room to a person or a couple caring for them. Occasionally, as with former farmhand Aninio Zuninga Zuninga, 103, they're taken in by people they once worked for, who then cover any expenses. I have been adopted by my boss, who sees me as a grandfather, said Zuninga, who was adopted at 75. Although the Costa Rican version of Social Security lets workers voluntarily put money into their eventual government-sponsored retirement pensions, many Nicoya Peninsula people in their 90s and 100s haven't. As farmers, farmhands, cowboys, and home-based food sellers, their work was too informal for that system, let alone receiving the equivalent of a 401k or private pension. Instead, they receive public pensions that often amount to the equivalent of about $130 to $200 a month. By contrast, the average monthly Social Security benefit in the United States is $1,342. Of course, the cost of living in America is higher, too. The non-voluntary pensions so many older Blue Zone residents receive are based on the idea that even though they didn't put money into the system owes them something, said Ritana. Rodriguez, the interim mayor of Nicoya, noted, knowledge that they can access a pension through the government gives them quite a bit of peace. In some cases, they've plowed their earnings from farming back into their farms to grow some modest wealth. None of the Blue Zone residents I spoke with invested in stocks or mutual funds, which didn't surprise banker Danny Gomez. The stock market is very sophisticated, and very few people here are in the stock market. I can hardly think of any who are elderly who are, he told me. Typically, the people in their 90s and older in the Nicoya Peninsula spent most of their adult lives working long days on farms, starting during pre-dawn hours. The physical labor they did to make a living helped them stay fit and healthy. None of the Blue Zoners I met was overweight, and many were strikingly thin. Most stopped working in their 70s or so. They're hardworking people who have worked doing what they love, said Gomez. Unlike the United States, where adult children and grandchildren of the oldest Americans often live far from them, virtually all the older people I met in the Nicoya Peninsula have one or more children or grandchildren living with or next door to them. They and other family members provide care or money as needed. In some cases, the centenarians and nonagenarians have given money or land to their kids or grandkids and are now, in effect, getting paid back. Medina, whose farmer husband died decades ago, lives in her daughter Marta's house and gets help from her other 11 children and her grandchildren. Marta raises turkeys to bring in money for her mother and her. It's really odd to see someone who doesn't have children here, said Gomez. When they don't is when problems arise. They don't have anyone to help them. What Americans and U.S. policymakers can learn. Well, they can learn a few lessons from the older inhabitants of the Nicoya Peninsula and what their government does for them. Comparing the family support in the Nicoya Peninsula with that of the United States, Dow said, we either have to make a decision to truly finance long-term care in America, or we need to increase our ability to support family members who are providing informal long-term care. We don't have a good system for this. When I asked comparing the family support in Nicoya Peninsula with that of the United States, I asked Vindas what he thought Americans could learn from the oldest residents of the Nicoya Peninsula Blue Zone, and he responded to copy their lifestyle, which includes eating better, always having physical activity, knowing that family comes first, and always having faith in a supreme power. If you put them all together, you will automatically have a better life. This is the first part of three in Next Avenue's Blue Zone series. Richard Eisenberg is the senior web editor of the Money and Security and Work and Purpose channels of Next Avenue. And we're going on now to the third section, how the oldest people in America, Blue Zones, make their money last. And this is Loma Linda, California. I've been traveling and studying the world's five Blue Zones, areas with the highest concentration of people living past 90 without chronic illness. I was intrigued to visit Loma Linda, California, America's only Blue Zone, because on the surface, it's unlike the world's four other longevity zones. While the others are mostly poor islands, Loma Linda, which means pretty hill, is a fairly affluent small community and inland about 65 miles due east of Los Angeles. Its tagline, a city focused on health and prosperity. Technically, Loma Linda itself isn't the real Blue Zone. It gets that label because about a third of its 24,196 residents are part of a close-knit community that values physical and mental habits, helping them live long, healthy, vibrant lives. They are Seventh-day Adventists, more than 250 members of its church on the Loma Linda University campus are 90 or older. Another 425 are 80 to 89. Members of that Protestant denomination typically don't drink alcohol or smoke. They frequently are vegan and favor nuts, and they often are very energetic, upbeat, and social. "We feel our body is a temple of God, so we always think about what we eat," said Ernie Zane, 92, and who continues to work part-time as an ophthalmologist. As for exercise, Esther Van de Hoven, 94, spoke for many in Loma Linda when she told me about her walking regimen. "I try to get in a mile a day. I feel bad when I don't." Ernie Zane walks roughly 2 miles a day, and Leland Jewell, 94, spends 45 minutes to an hour a day at Loma Linda University's Recreational Center and golfs 2 days a week. Jab Thiepur, Loma Linda city manager, told me vitality is a good term for them. There's a different mindset in Loma Linda. Instead of competition, it's more focused on community, compassion, and cooperation. Unlike their Blue Zone sisters, Loma Linda isn't a Blue Zone because of its number of centenarians. It's life expectancy-based and focused on disease risk, said Dr. Michael Orlick, one of the lead investigators for Loma Linda University's famed Adventist Health Study. "We have shown reductions in the risk for cardiovascular disease, mortality, ovarian cancer, and colorectal cancer in particular, and a lower risk of prostate cancer for vegans. The researchers hope to look at dementia risk in the future." It's not that the Adventists didn't get diseases comprising the leading causes of death. They seem to occur later, said Orlick. Overall, the Adventist Health Study concluded that male Adventists in California live 6 to 7 years longer than non-Adventists there, and female Adventists in the state live 4 years longer than non-Adventists in the state. These differences are similar nationally. After interviewing 6 Loma Lindans in their 80s and 90s, mostly Adventists, I found these Blue Zoners were different than those in the other locations financially, too. The reason they tend not to worry about running out of money, the number one retirement fear of Americans, according to a 2019 Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies report, is that they've saved and invested diligently in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, 401k plans, and rental real estate, often with the help from financial advisors. "If the country doesn't go bankrupt, I should be all right," Jewell told me. Bob Bass, 86, echoed that sentiment, saying, "I really don't worry about it. I'm very fortunate." But Seventh-day Adventist pastor Dan Matthews, 84, said, "It would be inappropriate not to mention that no money we earn from any form or source is totally ours, since 90% is ours and 10% belongs to God. We always return to the church a faithful 10% tithe, and it probably turns out to be more like 20%. The concern so many other Americans have about outliving their money is genuine and, sadly, appropriate. It is a legitimate fear," said Harry D'Alessio, Senior Vice President and Head of Prudential Retirement Full Service Solutions. "It will cost, on average, hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement to cover just health care, let alone living expenses and basic needs." As in the other Blue Zones, the oldest people in Loma Linda tend to be frugal. "We started out, when we got married, writing down every penny we spent," said Betsy Matthews, 81, an accountant who's the wife of the pastor. "I think that has helped us immensely." Jewell told me he and his late wife did this too. And Betsy Matthews adds, "Seventh-day Adventists save money by not spending on cigarettes and alcohol, which is expensive. Vegetables, fruits, and nuts at home, often grown there, like in other Blue Zones, tend to be less pricey than buying meat and eating out, too." Judith Chips, a financial advisor at Merrill Lynch Wealth Management in the Los Angeles area, whose son-in-law is a Seventh-day Adventist, said the Adventists live fairly Spartan lives. The link between health and money. Tip-top health due to diet and exercise helps keep costs down too, Orlick suspects. I feel fine. I've been doing aerobics for 30 years. I take no medications. Nothing, said Dorothy Zane, 86. You may have seen Loma Linders in their 80s and 90s swimming and working out in the Prudential commercial featuring the town due to its longevity. Loma Linda Adventists also tend to be cheery and sociable, which keeps their stress levels down and, in turn, their health costs. Stress is definitely a killer. With prayer and turning things over to the Lord, there's less stress, said Jules. As I wrote in my last Blue Zone story, groups of elders in Okinawa belong to a meoi, which they meet regularly and help each other out. In Loma Linda, Bible study groups and friendship circles offer something similar, which helps relieve money concerns. Dorothy Zane told me she belongs to three Bible study groups. Dan Matthews said, Betsy was with her friendship circle today, and Betsy's mother was once part of the group. Really, at some level, we are interdependent on each other. Dr. Bruce Chernoff, CEO of the SCAN Foundation, a California-based nonprofit focused on patient-centered health care for older Americans and a prior funder of Next Avenue, says that for the Seventh-day Adventists in Loma Linda, it's about an architecture of beliefs that leads to being planful in a broader way. In other words, because the older people in Loma Linda expect to live long lives, they plan intentional ways to live them out well and not run out of money. As Chips of Merrill Lynch said, if you live in a community where everyone is living to a ripe old age, you think about finances from an early age because they have to last longer. But what about the rest of us in America who are less planful and not as healthy as the Seventh-day Adventists of Loma Linda, but hope to live long lives? And what could policymakers do to help Americans avoiding running out of money at a time when we're living longer than ever? Those of us in our 50s and older who are healthy can try to keep working as long as possible. That's what the oldest people in the Blue Zones do. I worked an extra 5 or 10 years, said Loma Linda's Bob Bass, 86, former citrus ranch farmer. Working not only provides income, it helps you stay mentally engaged, and that's good for your health. In Loma Linda, Seventh-day Adventists don't work on the Sabbath from Friday sundown through Saturday, however. More broadly speaking, we can try harder to get and stay healthy as the Blue Zone people usually do. That can help prevent astronomic medical bills. Maintaining and expanding your social network helps too. Bootner's Blue Zone team has a quiz to help you curate it to spend more time with people with positive outlooks. We can also try harder to save and invest more, and regularly. That means having an emergency savings fund for unexpected expenses and a retirement savings fund, as all of the oldest people I met in Loma Linda do. My clients, who have been most successful at managing their money well into their 90s, have saved money all along, said Chips. A balanced investment portfolio of stocks and bonds over time will perform best for most people. She notes that people in their 50s and 60s are often in their peak earning years. That's a really good opportunity to do some serious retirement savings. Waiting to see what happens is probably not the best strategy, said Chips. The easiest way to do it, though, is through a 401k or a 403b savings plan through your employer, since it's automatic. But many workers aren't offered those plans, either because their business or nonprofit doesn't have one or they are self-employed. A few states have begun setting up plans for those people. California happens to be one. The CalSAVERS Secure Choice Plan will be fully operational in July, said Blanca Castro, AARP advocacy and metro manager based in Sacramento. That will help the 7.5 million working state residents without access to plans. The state government and the federal government could help older Americans make their money last in other ways, too. States and the federal government could pilot long-term care insurance programs, as Japan does, to help its older population avoid staggering expenses that could otherwise destroy their finances. I think the current approach we have is really, really broken, and government could play a significant policy role in changing that dynamic, said Chernoff. The governments of the other blue zones provide national health insurance and sometimes require doctors to make house calls to needy older people as well. Governors could also take a cue from California's newly elected leader, Gavin Newsom. The Democratic governor is working on a master plan on aging in his state, where the cost of living, especially housing, is especially high, and where the older population is expected to double in 30 years. Blanco Castro reflected on the broad vision for California's plan, saying it will address access to housing, transportation, health care, food, and a place to socialize. Richard Eisenberg is the senior web editor of the Money and Security and Work and Purpose channels of Next Avenue and managing editor for the site and the author of How to Avoid a Midlife Financial Crisis and has been personal finance editor at Money, Yahoo, and Good Housekeeping. Well, part two of this series, published April 9th, 2019, focusing on the blue zones of Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, and Icaria, Greece, can be found on the Next Avenue website. I think the takeaway from these articles on how to make sure you have enough money to last a long life seems deceptively simple. Maintain a healthy lifestyle, save as much as you reasonably can, and be social. What seems to be lacking somewhat in the lives of many elder Americans, though, is the extensive support of family. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.